Well, greetings, everyone. We are at the beginning of the liturgical season of Lent 2021, and I'd like to show to you for the first time in my videos this image of Saint Joseph that I just got. And I got it in honor of what Pope Francis has declared: this is the year of Saint Joseph. Now, Saint Joseph is a Christmas saint. His life is bound up to the mystery of the birth of Jesus. If there were no Saint Joseph, there would have been no Christmas. Christmas is a wonderful time where we think about the grace of God that comes to us in the midst of human history, comes into this world. I think with the declaration that this is the year of Saint Joseph, it's almost as if Pope Francis has extended the Christmas season to be something we think about through the whole year. Because if you think about Saint Joseph, you're thinking about Christmas. In a way, it's like we're going through Lent now as a kind of Christmas Lent. With this year of St. Joseph, we look at Lent through the lens of Christmas. Lent is a time that we think intensely about the passion of Jesus, about his suffering and his death, where we think about the stations of the cross, which we have in our parishes. We have Ash Wednesday with that sign of penitence. We have Good Friday and Holy Week. It's a time where we think about how much Jesus suffered for our salvation. But we can look at this Lent through the lens of Christmas, through the lens of Saint Joseph. Now, Saint Joseph was real. He was authentic. He wasn't fake. He was a man who knew that life had many paths open to him to take, but he chose to live on the right path. He wanted to discern what was the right way to live his life, what was the right path to walk upon in his life's journey. And he said he wanted to live on that right path and commit himself to it. And that right way of living led him to the mystery of God and ultimately to the mystery of the incarnation, the birth of Jesus. When we think of Christmas, we think of joy. We think of the nativity scene with Saint Joseph there and Mary and Jesus. We think of the joy of God's grace in our world. But for Saint Joseph, that first Christmas was filled with a lot of pain. He encountered a lot of evil and suffering. And you know, the same evils that surrounded and seemed to attack Christmas surrounded and attacked Jesus on Good Friday. Think about this. You've got rejection. The Holy Family, Saint Joseph and Mary, are looking for a place to stay, and people didn't really do much to help them. They were like, we don't really need these people in our lives. They can go out there. But they did need those people. We all need Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in our lives. But they experienced rejection as an evil. Just before Good Friday, Jesus experiences that evil again, the evil of rejection, when the people, they want Barabbas released and not Jesus. Another thing experienced at Christmas time was the evil, and this is evil, of religious phoniness, where you have people who try to cloak their malice through religion. They're malicious individuals who wear the clothes of religion to try to hide their malice. Well, you have this done by a guy named King Herod, who says to the wise men that he's going to be pious. He says, I want to see this newborn king of the Jews so I can come to do him homage. That's like pious language. He said, I'm going to go there and I'm going to genuflect before him and bow before him and offer incense to him and pray to him. I'm going to be very pious and holy. And it was a total joke. He was a fake. He was lying. Through that religious sentiment of his, he was actually lying. He was trying to hide his malice. You have that religious phoniness at Christmas. Then you have that religious phoniness again in the suffering and death of Jesus, where you have these religious officials who dress up in the traditions of their religion and talk religion all the time. And they're fake too. They're just as bad as that Herod character around Christmas time. They're bad, bad to the bone. They're malicious. They want nothing to do with the mystery of God. They don't want to be authentic like Saint Joseph was. They want to be fake. But they want to clothe their malice. They want to hide their malice in religion. Same thing that went on at Christmas time you have on Good Friday and around that time. Then you have the presence of the evil of death, where you have all those little children at Christmas time who were killed by the wrath and malice of King Herod, and then you have the crucifixion and death of Jesus on Good Friday. Now, in the midst of these evils, which were the same at Christmas as they were on Good Friday, in the midst of this pain and suffering, you have grace. You have something from God that is unfolding. It's almost as if the powers of evil are trying to write one story, as they do in human history. They try to write a story, and this is the way it is. The powers of evil trying to write one story, and it's bad, bad, bad. But then you have God writing another story, totally different, and it's a story of grace and truth in Jesus Christ. St. Joseph somehow perceives that even in the midst of all the evil surrounding him, God is doing something. There's grace. There's something there. A year ago, I was talking to an elderly bishop who's a Benedictine monk, and out of the blue, he said to me something like, "There is grace, even in the disappointment. There is grace, even in the disappointment." I took that to mean that whenever we face the same evils that St. Joseph faced and that were faced by Jesus on Good Friday, whenever we face that kind of suffering, there's something of God that's unfolding. What do we see at Christmas time? What grace do we see there in the midst of the disappointment, in the midst of pain and anguish? We see in the person of St. Joseph a man trying to live on the right path, a man living in the light of God. And we see that on Good Friday also. In the midst of darkness, we have the light of God in the person of Jesus and Mary. We have the people who kept their faith in their hearts alive, who were struggling to live by the light of God. Now, the suffering of Christmas time, the darkness that surrounded Christmas and surrounds Good Friday in the Passion of Jesus in Holy Week, also can come to us as individuals, can afflict our lives at one time or another, in one way or another, to one degree or another. And how that suffering hits our lives is going to be different. It's going to be different in many different ways. And we need to find some way to go through that suffering. You know, when we face suffering, it's like our number one priority is to get rid of the suffering. And we're like, this is the only thing I got to focus on, is getting rid of this pain and anguish. And sometimes that don't work. Sometimes it seems to never go away. But you know, in the midst of our suffering, we have a number of paths, number of roads that are placed before us. And we got to choose what path to walk down. In the midst of our own suffering that touches our lives, we should be like St. Joseph. We should be like St. Joseph and try to walk on the right path. Try to discern what the voice of God wants us to do, where the light is, and try to live in that light. What did St. Joseph do in the midst of darkness and evil? Well, he grew. He grew in love. He grew in love. Love for God and love for one another. Love for God, he focused more intensely on living on the right path, on the right way. That's what we have to do also. That when suffering comes our way, we should focus on what's the right thing to do. Lord, what do you want me to do in the midst of this suffering? And try to commit ourselves to living by God's will, by living a holy life and acknowledging our own sins and turn away from them. And grow in love for one another. In the case of St. Joseph, he stayed with that holy family. He stayed with Mary and Jesus. And he made Christmas possible for all of us because of his love. So when we have evil afflict our lives, we got to grow in that love for one another also. You know, when we go through hard times, one of the things we want is a loving presence to console us, to help us. Well, we got to be that for others. Maybe when you're suffering, that's training you to be a loving presence to others. That's what St. Joseph does. In the midst of suffering, which we feel always derails our life's journey, St. Joseph stays on the right track. He realizes that suffering and evil and malice and corruption doesn't take him off the track. It puts them more clearly, more firmly on the right track of doing God's will. We get to try to be like St. Joseph. So brothers and sisters, we should allow St. Joseph to be our model and our guide, especially when the sufferings of Christmas and Holy Week come to us in our own life's journey. When we imitate St. Joseph in growing in love for God and for one another, then we will come to realize that in the midst of our disappointments, in the midst of our sufferings and pain and anguish and whatever evil we have to endure, in the midst of all that, there is grace. There is light from God. God is doing something. He's unfolding a story that is beautiful. When we follow on this path of grace, we become closer to Jesus. God bless you.